Section 3. Thriving Through Change. This section of the insect zoo is 14 feet wide, with two side walls angling in to meet a center wall parallel to the hallway. A ledge runs along all three walls. The left wall has four large, touchable sculptures of insect heads. The center wall has two enclosures, photos, and a video. The right wall has a large gray drawing of a cricket 4 feet across and large photographs. This section explores some adaptations that have been key to insects' evolutionary success: high reproductive rates, short generation times, and specialized ways of eating, seeing, flying, and growing up. Insects have adapted to eating different diets, with the same mouth parts modified in different species. On the left wall, at different heights, are four clay-red sculptures of enlarged insect heads with purple mouth parts set against a rough rectangle. You can touch the sculptures to feel the head and mouth parts. Below each is a cartoon of the insect with tools for mouths. The leftmost sculpture, a foot above the ledge, is a grasshopper with basic chewing mouth parts that grind food. On the sculpture, the mouth parts are rounded plates at the bottom front of the head, with finger-like appendages on either side. The cartoon grasshopper has a plier wrench for a head. 4 inches to the right and a foot higher up is the next sculpture, a mosquito. It uses needle-tipped tubes to pierce plants and animals and suck out juice and blood. The round head has a long straight tube reaching down from the bottom center, with two finger-like appendages and a grooved ribbon-like structure behind the tube. The cartoon mosquito has a syringe for a body. 4 inches to the right and 1.5 feet higher up is the next sculpture, a fly. Their mouths have scrapers for food and sponges for liquid. The head is like three overlapping spheres: the smooth sphere at top with two bumpy spheres, the compound eyes pressed into the side. From the bottom, the mouth, as a stout tube, reaches down. Midway along the length of the tube, two thin appendages extend forward. The cartoon fly has a sponge for a mouth. 4 inches to the right, and starting lower, 1.5 feet above the ledge, is the last sculpture, a butterfly. It sips nectar with a long tube, which on the sculpture reaches down and curls into a spiral. The cartoon butterfly has a straw for a mouth. Insects also have specialized ways of growing up. Most go through either complete or incomplete metamorphosis. Complete metamorphosis has distinct stages from egg to larva to pupa to adult. In incomplete metamorphosis, the egg becomes a nymph, which grows into an adult more gradually. The center wall has two enclosures. The ledge below has photos of each life stage and a video showing a swallowtail caterpillar becoming a butterfly. The enclosure on the left contains tobacco hornworms, an example of complete metamorphosis. The enclosure has small plants growing in dirt. Eggs and the larvae, green caterpillars with thin red horns at one end, are found on the leaves. The pupae, glossy brown leathery capsules, are on the ground. The adults, mottled brown and gray moths, may be on the ground or on plants. The enclosure on the right contains white-spotted assassin bugs, an example of incomplete metamorphosis. The enclosure has a split log and plants. The adults are black insects, about 3 centimeters long, with a pair of white spots on their backs and a yellow band on their legs. The smaller nymphs are wingless, with red oval bodies and a wide stripe of yellow on their legs. The adults and larger nymphs are often on the log, while the smallest nymphs are usually on the ground and in the plants. The wall to the right has examples of sensory adaptations and flight. On the left are photos: a dragonfly with a huge compound eye, a katydid with thin antennae 3 times its body length, and a katydid diagram showing the structures that make and sense sounds. On the right is a photo of a pair of mating dragonflies, bodies contorted into an outline of a heart, and a photo and specimen of a blowfly, which can fly 300 times its body length in a second. The next section is across the hall. Turn to face the opposite direction and walk across about 13 feet.